Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
This investment update is brought to you by ETFSA. Invest where it feels like home. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. If you know anything about the show, you'd be well aware that we are very vocal about making sure that all of us have an opportunity to create wealth, preserve wealth, and of course, bequeath that wealth to our loved ones and organizations that we care for. One such manner in which we've done this is with key partners and individuals who are experts in the game of investing, especially in a way that's accessible to us as retail investors. ETFSA, key organization that we've worked with here many times on Kaya Biz and Kaya 959. You might recall back in August of 2024, we had an opportunity to host a session. Many of you came and engaged us and the team. And today we're taking that conversation further by getting everyone ready with a starter pack to ensure that you have excuse-proof investing. Yep. No longer do you have an excuse, but ETFSA is making it easy for us to actually start off our investment journey. Just 1,000 rand a month. I know you probably spend that on lunch or the handbag or the shoes, but no need to do that. Rather put your money to work for you for the long term. So tonight we are joined by the Managing Director of ETFSA, Mike Brown, to help us unpack just some of the aspects as to where your 1,000 rand monthly investment will be going. Especially if you consider that there's an opportunity for you to have optioned for your discretionary investments, tax-free savings account, as well as a retirement annuity. Mr. Brown, it's always a pleasure to see you and speak to you.
Lovely to see you, Gugu. It's Kaya, such a great radio station, and you have such good people who listen in, and a lot of them are investors with ETFSA, so it's like talking to friends.
Exactly. I'm happy to hear so, and it's definitely a journey that has been in the making for a long while and continues to grow and evolve. I've often described you as the godfather of ETFs in South Africa, especially on the back of you being responsible for the launch of the initial Satrix Top 40 ETF. But we've come a long way since then, because it's not just about investing in an ETF just to get exposure to the market, but we can be deliberate and intentional about, I guess, the pockets of savings that we put together. And this is where the starter pack investment opportunity comes about for South Africans, specifically focused on RAs.
Right. Well, the starter pack is where we say, if you want to get going in investments, as start up in investments, for 1,000 rand, we can invest you in three different products: a tax-free investment account, a discretionary account, which tax-free can only handle 36,000 rand a year. That's a limit.
Yes.
If you've got more than that over time, you can build up a discretionary account. But also, it will put some money into retirement annuity. So the split is 400 rand to an RA and 300 rand to each of the others, a discretionary account and a tax-free account. So let's unpack RAs, perhaps.
Yes, definitely. And RAs are typically, I guess, for those who are formally employed, they have the opportunity to adequately save for their pension, given the benefits that they might get from a corporate. But remind us about the opportunity to invest in an RA and how, I guess, number one, it's open to many more investors and individuals, but also provides key support to ensure that you also apportion more money to your retirement savings.
Well, a retirement annuity is just like your normal pension fund or provident fund you've got at work. But this is an RA is a pension fund in your name.
Yes.
So you own that retirement annuity. You can decide how much you want to contribute. It's not your company telling you how much you're going to pay in. You can decide how you want to invest. We provide you with specific portfolios of ETFs to invest in. And they are top of the market in terms of their performance. Mm. And you can decide when you want to retire. And so it's under your control.
Yeah.
How much money you put in, how much, when you want to retire, where you want to invest. And you can manage that process yourself going all along your working career until you get to the point where you retire and you don't want the financial stress the previous gentleman was talking about. You want to have a nice retirement pool in which you can retire happily and not be stressful.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, it provides so much more flexibility for one to actually be involved and understand how their money is growing and working for them. I also want to talk about, you know, as you've mentioned, you know, retiring the time, reviewing the time frame, the particular ETFs that you might have exposure to. Does doing this through the starter pack also provide us with those options to say, well, the RSI index has run hard, there might be more opportunities, let me do that or put my money elsewhere?
Yes, you know, retirement annuity is, as I say, it's your own pension fund. So you can contribute to an RA even if you're a member of a corporate scheme.
Yes.
A company scheme or an umbrella scheme or something like that. So you can build up your own retirement package, and you decide how much you want to put in. In terms of portfolios to invest in, we've got very low-risk portfolios, which, you know, just cash and income. But then we've got portfolios which will grow much, much faster. Mm. And, for instance, our Wealth Enhancer portfolio grew by 18, 19% last year, and it's continuing to grow by that amount this year. Now, that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
18% per annum means your money doubles every 3 years or so. So putting money away for retirement and you're in a good product that accumulates, and you've got the benefits and compounding.
100%.
Because you've got a long time until you retire. That's very worthwhile. Now, the other thing that makes retirement annuities or any pension fund attractive is that your contributions to that fund are tax deductible.
Yes, that's important.
Now, one thing we all hate doing, but we all do, is pay tax.
Yes.
But you can bring your tax rate down by contributing to retirement annuity, and up to 27.5% of your taxable income is fully tax deductible. Mm-hmm. So the government's paying for your retirement annuity, which is nice. You know, it's nice for them to do something for us. So you contribute to your RA, you get tax deductibility, and that makes a big difference in terms of how you handle your current affairs, your taxation affairs,
yes,
but also how you're building up capital for the future. And whilst you're in the retirement annuity, none of your capital is taxed. So your distributions, your dividends you earn, the interest you earn, the capital gain that takes place in the portfolio, that doesn't get taxed at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tax at all until you reach that retirement age.
Yes.
When you do get to retirement age and you start drawing a pension, then you get taxed on the pension you withdraw. But by that stage, you're quite old, you're paying a lower tax rate,
yeah,
you perhaps don't have other income. So it's a very efficient way of managing your financial affairs. So I love retirement annuities. I think they're great. Not only for, particularly for young people. Old blokes like myself, well, is it still okay? Because I'm living off my retirement annuity now.
And that's a beautiful example, right? Because you can live comfortably as long as you've planned adequately and ensured that compounding has worked to your benefit. Let's talk about that flexibility, because I can imagine in an economy like South Africa, where more and more people are trying to get started in investing, some might be worried about the time frame comes to choosing the appropriate ETFs for their retirement annuity. How flexible are they? And I guess, you know, talk us
very flexible, very flexible. We'll give advice as well. You know, as a retirement fund, we require to give advice to our members. But the critical thing with a retirement fund and the new generation retirement funds like the ETFSA retirement annuity fund is completely flexible. If you can't make contributions, you signed a debit order every month.
Mm-hmm.
You are, and you can't meet that debit order. You haven't broken a contract.
Yes.
We're not going to penalize you. We're just not going to buy you units that particular month. So you can stop contributing for a period of time. You know, if you don't work for a while, you have a baby, you go and travel the world, mm-hmm, or whatever you do, your retirement capital will still grow even though you're not making contributions. So it's flexible from that point of view. Also flexible as to when you decide to retire, any age after the age of 55.
Yes.
But most people work well beyond the age of 55. Look at me, I'm well beyond and I'm still working. So the flexibility is certainly there. The other area where retirement annuities are now more flexible is they introduced last year the two-pot system.
Yes.
The two-pot system says that your contributions to your retirement fund, one-third of those contributions you can tap as a savings pool.
Yes.
So portion of your retirement savings, you don't have to wait until your final age of retirement. You can tap those retirement savings earlier if you need to. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend it, because if you pull the money out, you get taxed at your top tax rate.
And you erode the future value.
And you're eroding,
right,
the future value. You're not ensuring preservation of your retirement capital until you retire.
Yes.
But if you're in an emergency, you can.
Got you.
It's flexible enough to tap some of your retirement savings. And that I think, appeals to a lot of people who don't like the idea of, yeah, I've got this money, you know, I'm not going to be able to look at it until I'm 60 years old. Well, you can certainly access some of that money in emergencies if required.
Yes.
Before that date. And that helps a lot, I think, in making the products more attractive.
Exactly.
To many of us.
100%. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with the Managing Director of ETFSA, Mike Brown. He's joining us in studio to help us get started with Excuse-Proof Investing Starter Pack. For all of you who might have said, well, it's too soon, it's too late, I'm not sure, I don't know how to do this, essentially ETFSA has made it super easy for you to start off your investment journey. All you need to do is sign up on their website. There is a page that says Starter Pack, and through that, you follow through with submitting your personal details and your FICA documentation. That's all according to the law, to make sure that you are actually who you say you are. And from there, have an opportunity to then access the hub and engage with the financial advisors who can also journey with you in providing you with feedback. And maybe that's something that's important to also highlight here, Mike, is on the back of the fact that this is retirement annuities, it's really planning for the long term. It probably is best to actually solicit some kind of advice from members of ETFSA who can guide you on what your goals and long-term objectives are. So for anyone who does undertake that journey through the hub, what can they expect?
Yes, don't feel that you can't approach us and ask us for advice. And yes, we won't charge you for that advice because you're in our product.
Yes.
And if you're in our product, we have to give you advice. If you appoint an external financial advisor, he lives off the commission he charges you. Now, mm-hmm. you know, you can do that if you want, but we can certainly help you. RAs are very accessible. You can open an account on the Investor Hub in 10 minutes.
Yes.
You know, 15 minutes if you're like me and you're a bit challenged on the internet and so on. But our staff will help you. If you're having trouble opening your account, you can phone them and they'll take you through the process. So it's very accessible and easy to set up an account. So don't be scared about the technologies and the problems of opening an account. And you can start an RA from 300 Rand a month debit order, mm-hmm. and any amount above that, of course. And mm-hmm. If you've already got a pension fund and you've left your company and you want to transfer it into your own RA fund, which is yes. often the best option, because a big advantage of ETFSA is that our costs of our yes. retirement annuities is at the bottom end of the market. It's 1%. Maximum per annum, and that's very low cost when you're paying three or four times that amount to an insurance company for a similar type of product. So accessibility, very, very important. There are one or two other issues we can chat to a bit more technically on ETFs, but on retirement annuities, I don't know if we've got time.
Sure, we definitely do.
Yeah, so the one is that your retirement funds can't be attached by your creditors.
Yes.
They're protected by laws. So if you get into trouble financially and somebody comes along and tries to make you bankrupt and attach all your assets, they can't attach your retirement fund. It's protected by law.
Got you.
And so that's very nice for a number of investors. Let's say you're a woman working
right?
on your own, or an entrepreneur, and you're taking some risks and you want to build up your own retirement fund so you can retire on that. But let's say you don't make it to retirement. You can decide where your retirement fund goes to. You can bequeath it to your children and to your dependents and so on. You have full control in where that money goes to. When you do that and you go into an estate, your estate doesn't get taxed either.
Mm-hmm.
So not only your assets can't be attached, but your retirement funds don't form part of your estate.
Got you.
So an estate can often take years to wrap up. I know we wrap up quite
yes.
a lot of estates in our business.
And I can imagine even worse without a will, right?
Yeah, no.
It takes even
yeah.
longer because then it's
interstate. But the trustees of the retirement fund will look, you can say on your retirement fund application, this is who I want to leave my money to. Uh-huh. And we'll leave the money to those people that you nominate as beneficiaries or dependents. We'll do an investigation to see that we're covering everybody who's dependent on you.
Yes.
But that takes a couple of weeks. It doesn't take a couple of years.
Mm.
So the flexibility in retirement funds is also when you get to retirement that they're very flexible.
Got you. And that's important, Mike, for us to actually understand that flexibility and, of course, how it does contribute to your wealth creation strategy in the long term and having more people on board. And many of us might think, okay, well, this is a strong focus on RAs, so we're speaking to professionals and individuals who have been employed for a while. But the truth is, you could even open this up for a child, if I'm not mistaken, or a minor. Would that be correct? Or
yes, some people do that.
Yeah.
They set up RAs for minors. I prefer tax-free accounts.
Yes.
You know, up to 36,000 Rand every year you can put into a miner's account. And you can do, if you can't afford that, just, you know, 300-500 Rand debit order.
Yep.
But that money is registered in the name of the miner.
Yes.
And the miner has that money. And that money can build up over time so that when they get to university, they can go and pay the university fees
yeah.
or they can. But it's their money when they become elders, when they become adults. Hopefully they won't go and buy a Golf GTI or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, hopefully
in,
not.
They'll go and put it into building up their wealth or just keep their tax-free savings going. But if you've maximized your tax-free savings already, mm-hmm. then an RA is not a bad idea at all. Start building up a pool.
Because of the tax benefits that they also might
tax
have
benefits,
in the long
yes.
term.
And once you start working, you've built up that tax benefit,
yes.
which operates as a credit for you in terms of taxes. And it's a... And you can then start making contributions yourself to
yeah.
your RA. So it's not a bad idea to start it for young people.
Wouldn't that
but
be lovely?
First of all, try a tax-free account and then go an RA.
Yes.
And And if RAs aren't too expensive and they're flexible and you've got control on them, then there's no reason why they're not as good an investment as any other investment.
100%. I was about to say, what a great start to someone's 20s and career, where you've already got this buffer waiting for you at retirement. So you really have a lot more options and flexibility. Something that a lot of our listeners might want to ask, and I guess, of course, today is one of those days where we talk about the markets at an all-time high. Gold is rallying. These stocks are successful. The AI stocks in the US are fantastic. Maybe let's talk about the exposure that one can get in terms of the variety of ETFs available for one to invest through the RA option with the starter pack.
And yes, well, I don't want to get too technical, but three of the portfolios we run in our RAs have gold. Precious metals, platinum and gold in them.
Yes.
And we were the one in the very few pension funds that do that. You're allowed to put up to 10% of your pension fund money into commodities in terms of Regulation 28, governs the how you expose, which assets you're exposed to in a retirement fund. And that exposure we've got to gold and platinum has made a massive difference to performance.
I can imagine.
The last 6 months, it's very difficult for any retirement fund manager to do as well as we've done because of that exposure. Not only have we done exposure to gold and platinum, but also to resources. We bought the Satrix Resi, which invests in gold mines and platinum mines in South Africa. And as we know, the prices of those mining shares have doubled in the last 9 months or so. So that flexibility is there. We tend to be quite conservative, so if we've got money sitting in gold, we'll also have some money sitting in income-bearing assets, because you want to be diversified, particularly over a long period of time.
Yes.
You're not always trying to shoot the lights out, but you're trying to take advantage of market opportunities when they come along.
That's true.
That's why we manage our retirement fund portfolios very carefully, and we meet every month. We met this afternoon for an hour and a half to discuss the portfolios, and we don't let them just lie fallow. We make sure that we're doing what we think is the right thing at the time for the market. And then we're meeting our long-term objectives in terms of the asset allocation strategies that we're following and returning returns to our investors. Because if you're going to put money away for a long period of time, you want it to perform for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want it to perform.
100%. I just wish I could be a fly on the wall listening to those conversations with Narina, yourself, and so many other members of the team dissecting much of that information. But you keep highlighting something that is so critical for us to remember, Mike, which is the long term.
Yep.
1,000 rand into the starter pack. If you go ahead with it, 400 rand goes into the retirement annuity, 300 into the tax-free savings account, and 300 into the discretionary aspect of your investment journey. We need to be aware that this is not a quick sprint where we're trying to quickly cash in on gains in the market. And I think it's important for you to highlight and illustrate for us how starting off with the starter pack over the next 5, 10, 25 years can really make a difference to one's wealth creation strategy.
Very definitely. You know, some people have a short-term objective, but, you know, if you do well in the short term and you're in the right sort of assets, you're going to do a hell of a lot better in the long term.
Yep.
Just stay in those portfolios, particularly if we move the portfolios around to meet, you know, what's happening in the markets. You know, gold is now very attractive and so are commodities. And you mentioned AI.
Yes.
And those sort of assets, they went around 5 years ago.
Exactly.
So nowadays you've got to adjust your portfolios to what now becomes available and what new investments are there in the market. And by doing that over the longer term, and you take advantage or try and take advantage as best you can of developments in markets, it's surprisingly how quickly that capital can grow. And people who've been in retirement funds that are well managed for 20 or 30 years, they don't have a problem with retirement.
Yes.
They've built up enough capital.
Exactly.
So people who start too late, people who don't commit to it, who take a short-term view on it, but the long-term view is what really matters.
Yeah.
Stick within the long-term. As I say, if you really get into financial trouble, you can now tap a certain portion of your retirement fund as in the savings pool. But only do that if it's an emergency. And otherwise, you know, stay with it. Time goes very quickly.
True.
You're at retirement before you know it. So you want your money to be working all the time. While you're working and playing, your money must work all the time for you.
100%. Mike, I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with you, as I always do. There's so much more that I'd like to ask you, but I know that's more on the technical side of things when it comes to investing in ETFs and the performance we've seen so far, exposure to different markets and key themes that are certainly developing. But such a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you so much for your time as always.
Thank you so much, Gugu. Lovely to talk to your Kaya listeners, and we hope to hear from quite a lot of them.
Definitely.
In the near future.
Definitely. We will be hearing from them. And if you want to be like Mike and myself, start your investment journey today. So maybe you might have some other investments elsewhere, but this really does help you and your loved ones kick off your investment journey if you haven't done so already. Sign up on the website, etfsa.co.za. Click on Starter Pack. For just 1,000 rand a month, you'll be able to get ready and build up on your journey regarding all things investments and building long-term wealth. Remember, it's not a once-off. What you're trying to build is commitment, discipline, sustainability, and that's how you actually win the game in the long run. It's a marathon. And just in case you feel like you might not be ready, you don't know enough information, do be sure to log on to the ETFSA website. They do have a number of blogs, webinars that also provide you with all the necessary information and detail that you need also on the information center. So, what are you waiting for? Excuse-proof investing. Make sure that you participate in the ETFSA Investment Starter Pack. Thank you again to Mike Brown, Managing Director of ETFSA.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.